We're going to talk farming now, and I suppose farming as it'll be affected by the policy decisions of politicians both here and right across the European Union, because the Irish Natura and Hill Farmers Association are sounding the alarm bells. They've detailed the need for an inclusive common agricultural policy post 2028 that supports farmers. Major concerns that smaller, less active farmers will be penalised under the new cap. With me in relation to this is the National President of the Irish Natura and Hill Farmers Association, Phelan Molloy. Phelan, good morning to you and thanks for joining me in the programme.
Good morning, Gerry, and good morning to all your listeners.
Okay, first of all, tell me what the process is at here. Where are we at with CAP and why do you have these concerns about the next deal and what it will do to smaller farmers?
Yeah, at the moment, there's still a lot of work being done in Europe in relation to budgets. Now, you will recall that there was a draft document issued last July in relation to the proposals around about the new CAP from 2020 to 2034. There was a significant cut proposed in the budget. But I know that there's been a number of discussions at European level over the last while where there's attempts been made to increase that budget, and that is something that's ongoing. At national level, there's a CAP consultative committee established, but there hasn't been that many meetings to date because obviously there's still some unknowns, and until such time as there's a final budget position, it's probably not possible to progress a lot of the discussions. But there's a number of issues that have been highlighted, and I think one is the definition of an active farmer and the issues around that. So at the moment, the current CAP, the stock intensity to qualify for the CAP payments is 0.1 livestock units per hectare or 1 ewe per hectare, and that is a system that's been very, very workable in relation to a significant number of farmers farming on uplands and on a rougher type ground and that. So that is something that we actually would be calling for that stock and density to be maintained under the new CAP.
Okay, and that concern, that fear is there, Phelan, that, as it's called, the multi-annual financial framework proposes to end farm support payments for farmers once they reach pension age. And the other element is the part-time farmer. That number might change, which means you'll fall under the required livestock or not be deemed active enough to get those payments.
Yeah, just in relation to the proposal whereby if farmers are getting a state pension, that they wouldn't be eligible for payments. You know, that is something that we've actually raised with the minister, and it would appear that the Irish government would be opposed to that, because quite clearly, a lot of farmers in the country are of an age that are
the demographic is
the
older,
pension.
Much older than it has been.
The reality is that a lot of those farmers are actually dependent on that income to maintain a living standard for themselves. And they are still actively farming, producing food. So there doesn't seem to be any reason why that actually should be implemented. Now, I think that's actually something that would be in place in a number of countries throughout Europe. But from an Irish perspective, it would have serious consequences, so it would.
And that's the element of it. Now, the ICMSA have proposed a definition of an active farmer is a minimum 1 livestock unit per hectare stocking density. You're saying that would cut a huge number of farmers out, maybe even as much as 90%, 90,000 or 80% without CAP support.
Yeah, and if you just look at the current stocking density is 0.1 livestock units per hectare or 1 ewe per hectare. And that system is very, very beneficial, because the farmers that are farming these marginal type lands, they're contributing, you know, to all the requirements around the cap from a social point of view, from an economic point of view, and from an environmental point of view. So it is critical that those farmers would still be supported into the future, because they are delivering from a sustainability point of view. And, you know, that has been recognised, that to maintain farming on these type of lands is critical from an environmental and the biodiversity point of view. So I think it needs to be recognised that those payments need to be maintained.
Yeah, so the argument is it that farmers in these areas are limited in the kind of stock they can have on hills, mountainsides, heavier peat soils and the likes?
Yeah, and there's a lot of restrictions imposed on farmers and areas because of the land designations, where they would actually be restricted to the stock and that they could carry on those lands. So that is something that's actually been and placed now for the last number of years. If you just look at the impact of the land designations and the added restrictions around the farm and the stock and density. So it's not a lot of cases, it's the desire of the farmer, but it's actually been imposed upon them because of the land designations.
Okay, Phelan, what's the response of the government been? I know the Minister for Agriculture has been kind of responding to opposition politicians about this and has said, you know, the European Parliament, the European Council have yet to finalise their position on the Commission's CAP proposal. So there's obviously work to be done here, but, you know, the work is being done, which is why you're saying what you're saying. Do you think the Irish government are on your side when it comes to what your concerns are?
In fairness, this is an issue that we actually raised with the minister at our AGM in Strokestown last year. And the minister accepts, you know, and understands the position that we're coming from. And he did make it quite clear that, you know, on a number of those issues that he would be supportive. So they're still at a very early stage in this whole process. So as time goes on, you know, obviously there was a hope that this the talks would be finalised before Ireland's presidency of the EU finishes up at the end of 2026. But it looks as if now that those talks won't be completed, and that this current CAP programme could be rolled over for a year, so that the new arrangements can be finalised.
So they won't start till 2029 then, rather than 2028? Is that the thinking?
That's quite possible, yeah. That seems to be the position that's emerging at the moment, because there hasn't been as much progress made on the discussions around the new CAP as what had been envisaged. So because of that, there is a feeling that it could be rolled over.
There's a delay. Yeah, you'd have to be worried, though. The Commission for Agriculture, Christoph Hansen, said, you know, CAP is going towards those who are actively producing. And is that your worry then, that the big farmer, the likes of Michael O'Leary and the likes, they will benefit under the new system at the expense of the smaller, more part-time ones?
There was a document issued last year by the European Commission, and their focus was actually on meeting the need of the farmers in question. So it would actually more towards the extensive farming type systems. It was called the Strategic Dialogue on the Future of Agriculture. And the emphasis on that was actually the supporting of the more extensive farming systems. So that document is still very much in play as well. And the support would go to the most in need. So that is something that's been, hasn't really got much attention, but it definitely has a position that there is a recognition of the role that the extensive farming systems play, and that is something that has to be worked on.
Okay, Phelan, listen, thanks very much for talking to us about it. We'll see where it goes from here. As you said to me, will be delayed in terms of its introduction, but the talk's continuing as things stand. That's Phelan Molloy there, who is National President of the Irish Natura and Hill Farm Association, detailing what they see is the need for supports to all farmers, not just the more active ones, in terms of rule changes which may come in. In relation to that, the current CAP programme supports 113,000 farmers, and that must not become the preserve of an elite. If you have an opinion or a view on that, get in touch with us on the programme.